Well, can I welcome you all once again to St John's? It is so wonderful to meet together as Christians in Elmswell. And I know many of you have come from further afield. But there is a gathering between some of the churches that meet in Elmswell and Christians from further afield but who live in Elmswell, who like to get together and support one another. And we can have services like this. It is good to know that unity that we have. And we do many things together in Elmswell. The most impressive thing, I guess, if that's the right word, is our holiday club in the summer. And we were delighted this summer that we must have had almost 60 youngsters, primary school children, coming each day for a week, Monday to Friday, to have a great time and also to learn about the Lord. But not only that, we also had about 25 older teenage helpers who were fantastic during the week, known as the Fit Crew. We also have a wonderful junior choir in Elmswell called the Slam Jam, and they're brilliant, and we love having them here at St John's when they come sing. But that's another way that Christians together in Elmswell can come together. But we're going to focus on this reading we've just heard from John chapter 10. Let me pray. Father, we do thank you for all the Christians in Elmswell and for all those who get to know us through what we do. And we just pray now, Lord, that you would teach us more about the Lord Jesus. Help us to be reminded why it's so wonderful to follow him. Amen. Just find the place in the Bible. John chapter 10. When I was aged 13, I met the girl who was to be my first love. You can say "ah." That's nice. Her name was Sharon, not the girl I'm married to now. But as I got to know her, I thought she was wonderful. I used to love seeing her. But there was a snag. I only got to see her at school holidays. Because I was in a boarding house at my school, she was at a boarding house in her school, over 100 miles from where I went to school. So holidays were the only time that we could see each other. And during one particular four-week holiday, I became more and more infatuated with Sharon. I was a young teenage boy, though, and I was far too shy to actually ask her out. So we saw each other all this time, but we never actually went out until the very last day of the holiday. I plucked up the courage, I asked her out, and well, she accepted. But it was the last day of the school holiday. We had a few precious hours together, and then we went our separate ways. We tried keeping the relationship alive, the odd long-distance phone call. Now, this is in prehistoric times. There were no such things as mobile phones. So I had to walk all the way down the street to the telephone box. And we tried exchanging some letters. I tried to act cool in my letters. As Lisa, my wife, now says, I really shouldn't try to act cool. I can't pull it off. So in trying to be cool to Sharon, I just showed myself to be a bit of a Wally. It was hardly surprising then that a few months later, Sharon moved schools, and at her new school, she met a boy called Flint. Well, with a name like that, what chance did I have? He was obviously much cooler than I was, and she started going out with him instead. Well, you can shed a tear if you like, but it did leave me sad. Because let's face it, we all want to be loved, don't we? And not rejected. We all want to find that precious fulfillment that knowing someone intimately can bring. We want to find meaning for our lives. The problem is we too often seek fulfillment and true life in the wrong places. Here at St. John's Church, we have a simple statement that sums up what we are about. Our aim here at St. John's is to know Christ and make him known. To know Jesus Christ and make him known. Why have we got that aim at St. John's? What is it that makes Jesus so special that we should aim to get to know him better? Well, it's because we believe that Jesus can bring true life and true satisfaction. He can rescue us from the darkness of evil, the darkness of our despair, the darkness of our sin. and bring us into light and life. And that's what we see in those words read to us just now. These are words that Jesus himself spoke. And in it, Jesus says five things that should motivate us to make knowing him and following him our number one priority. The first reason is that Jesus says he is the shepherd who cares for us deeply. Well, we often see pictures of Jesus represented as a shepherd, don't we? And he's normally cuddling some really fluffy, cute lamb. And that's a very sweet picture, but really it's far from the truth, isn't it? Because if we're honest, we're not very cuddly, are we? Our lives get messy. We do foolish things. We make wrong choices. And yet all of that does not stop Jesus caring for us. Jesus, in fact, describes us as being in danger. In danger of thieves wanting to come in to lead us astray, to destroy our lives. But Jesus says he has come to do the reverse. He says he's come to lead us out to good pasture that we can flourish. And that's the second thing we see Jesus say here. Verse 10 of the reading. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. So Jesus says, he leads us to the green pasture of life. So Jesus says he's the shepherd who cares for us deeply, and he says he leads us to the green pasture of life. In his loving care, Jesus leads us to what really matters. He leads us to that which nourishes us and does us good, that which brings us life. And that's not just life here and now, it's life that is eternal. I saw a cartoon on the internet the other day, and it's of some people enjoying a riotous party. And one person in the cartoon is pointing at a figure approaching in the distance, and he's saying, "Oh no, here comes Jesus, fun's over." Well, many people think of Jesus like that. Somebody who's out to say no to anything we enjoy. But you know, Jesus only ever asks us to stop doing that which brings us harm. He's not a killjoy. He actively encourages us to live life to the full, and he will lead us to that place if we will but let him. I remember a few years ago, two very different people. One was a girl about my own age, and she had a drink problem. Her dad saw her in a mess. He helped her. He looked after her. But she kept on harming herself by going back to the drink. And she even ended up in hospital on occasion. And yet her dad still loved her. And yet what did that girl do one day when her dad kindly said, "Look, just put down the wine bottle instead of emptying it today." She said, "You don't care, do you? You don't want me to have fun." I sometimes wonder, how often do we treat Jesus like that? And then there was another person at the time, I remember, who was an old lady. She was 89, she was just before her 90th birthday. And I remember her laughing and giggling like a little girl playing croquet at the vicarage. You see, life with Jesus is not about being miserable. No, he is the one who created us. And he's the one who knows best how we should have fun. So Jesus is the shepherd who cares for us deeply. Jesus leads us to the green pasture of life, both life here now and eternally. Thirdly, Jesus is the shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. Verse 11 is a wonderful verse. I love it. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." If you ever doubt Jesus' love, just come back to this wonderful verse. Jesus cares for us so deeply that he lays down his life so that we can have the green pasture of life. Listen to verses 17 and 18 again. Jesus says, "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." Some people think the death of Jesus was just a great tragedy, that Jesus found himself in the wrong place at the wrong time. But not a bit of it. Jesus chose the cross. And we're going to be singing about that in a minute. Jesus chose the cross voluntarily because he cares for us and loves us so much. He knew it was the only way, the only way that we could receive life instead of death. And that brings us to the fourth thing Jesus says in these verses. He makes this abundantly clear. Jesus says he is the only gate to the green pasture of life. In verse 7, Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture." The only way to be saved from death and judgment and hell is through Jesus. He is the gate and we must enter through him, because he is the only one who laid down his life for us so that our sins could be cancelled out. He died in our place so we could be saved, and therefore he can bring us to the green pasture of life. There's no other way. He is the gate. And when we go through the gate, we find the green pasture. We find true life that is eternal. We find true fulfillment. Because as we come to Jesus as the gate and the shepherd, we encounter the deep, loving goodness of the one who created us, and the one who loves us, and the one who cares for us. In Jesus, we encounter love that is as wide as the ocean. We're going to be singing that as well later. And if we allow it, that love can fill our hearts and bring us true satisfaction. Which brings us to the fifth motivation Jesus gives us to follow him wholeheartedly. Jesus says, knowing him brings true fulfillment. Verse 14, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father." Jesus says he wants to be in the sort of loving relationship with us that he already has with the Father. A relationship that is as deep and as wonderful and as fulfilling as the relationship Jesus already has with God the Father. He wants that for you and me. That's why we have that slogan. Our aim at St. John's is to know Christ and make him known. You know, I sometimes wonder what would have happened if I had not shown myself to be such a Wally to Sharon all those years ago. What if she'd never met Flint? What if we'd continued to go out? Would that have brought the satisfaction I was longing for? Looking back now, a little bit older, maybe a little bit wiser, I'm not sure it would have done. I think my desire for Sharon was just infatuation. And what's more, as I think about it, she didn't even tell me about Flint till months afterwards. I just stopped receiving her letters. I had no new phone number. But that just shows that human beings can be fickle and unreliable. But you know, Jesus is none of those things. He is totally reliable and trustworthy. And he cares for us more than any other person. And Jesus invites us to know him personally. Jesus is not only the shepherd, which he is. He's not only the gate, which he is. He is also that green pasture he leads us to. It is he who makes true life, eternal life, so special. There can be no greater satisfaction than knowing Jesus. The sharp-eyed among you this evening will have noticed how all the worship songs we sing focus on the Lord Jesus. And that is because, as Christians, we have received eternal life through him. We know we've been rescued from sin and darkness, so we do worship him. But we have also discovered that knowing Jesus brings true fulfillment and enjoyment. And I think this is why it is so good to meet together this evening as Christians in Elmswell, to worship him, to commit again every area of our life to him. He is the loving shepherd who cares for us, who has laid down his life for us. This is why we as Christians worship Jesus. And if you've never come to Jesus, if you don't know him yet, can I just ask you in a moment of silence to think about Jesus, to think about the fulfillment he can bring. And perhaps just ask him to come into your life, to make himself known to you, so you can have eternal life and have that joy of knowing him. Let's just have a moment of silence for that. Father God, may we all open our lives to the Lord Jesus and invite him in and receive all the wonderful things he has in store for us. Not only eternal life, but the joy of knowing him, which alone brings true fulfillment. Amen.